Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者,但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢?我們也都需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killings, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin colour.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school, on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
I must stress that these are very, very early days. We've talked for a long time, or I have, about the distant bugle of the scientific cavalry coming over the brow of the hill. I can tell you that tonight, that toot of that bugle is louder, but it's still some way off. We absolutely cannot rely on this news as a solution, and the biggest mistake we could make now would be to slacken our resolve at a critical moment.
This week, the world was faced with some good news after phase 3 trials of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate showed that the vaccine may be more than 90% effective in preventing infection. The developers, Pfizer and BioNTech, described the release of the results as a great day for science and humanity. So far, their vaccine has been tested on 43,500 people in 6 countries since July, and no safety concerns have been raised. Only 94 of the individuals who received the vaccine have since gone on to get COVID-19. The companies plan to apply for emergency approval to use the vaccine by the end of the month. No vaccine has gone from the drawing board to being proven highly effective in such a short period of time. While there are still huge challenges ahead, the announcement has been warmly welcomed by citizens and scientists across the world. Scientists hope that life could be back to normal by spring.
Help is on the way with a vaccine. We need to hang on. We know there's light at the end of the tunnel, but that doesn't mean that we're going to give up the important public health measures that we continually still have to do every single day.
Pfizer and BioNTech say they will have enough safety data by the third week of November to take their vaccine to regulators. The two companies say they will be able to supply 50 million doses by the end of this year and around 1.3 billion by the end of 2021. But only a limited number of people may get the vaccine this year. Until it has been approved, it will not be possible for countries to begin their vaccination campaigns. The UK should get 10 million doses by the end of the year, with a further 30 million doses already ordered. And next.
I asked them a simple question. I said, if there is voter fraud, should we stop it? And they said 100%. Okay? So everybody wants a free and fair election. People want transparency. Asking for more transparency, asking for both parties to observe the ballot counts, that's free and fair.
On Saturday, thousands of avid supporters of Donald Trump rallied in Washington to back his unsubstantiated claims of a stolen election after President-elect Joe Biden won the November 3rd election. Mr. Trump's supporters kicked off the demonstrations at about noon local time near Freedom Plaza, just east of the White House, and headed towards the Supreme Court. USA! 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 They have been using different names for the event, including Million MAGA March, using the acronym for Mr. Trump's Make America Great Again slogan, as well as March for Trump and Stop the Steal DC. As well as more mainstream Trump supporters, members of the far-right Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers militia group were among the marchers, some wearing helmets and bulletproof vests. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones also addressed the crowd.
And what is the answer to their 1984 system? 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah! Hours later in the evening, demonstrators favoring Trump clashed in the streets with counter-protesters. Videos posted on social media showing fistfights, projectiles, and clubs. Police arrested at least 20 people on a variety of charges, including assault and weapons possession, officials said. One stabbing was reported, two police officers were injured, and several firearms were also recovered by police. President Donald Trump continues to dispute the election result. In a series of tweets on Saturday, he said checks on ballots in Georgia were a waste of time, alleging problems with signatures but without giving evidence. However, election officials said the vote was the most secure in American history, so it is unlikely they will act on the president's claims. And finally, has been rocked by mass protests since Congress voted on Monday to impeach Mr. Vizcarra over alleged bribery, charges which he denies. Speaker of Congress Manuel Merino has taken over as interim president on Tuesday. However, citizens have demanded his resignation over his questionable track record. Tens of thousands of demonstrators, which included many young people, gathered in Lima and other cities on Saturday for protests that were for the large part peaceful. However, it later turned violent between police and protesters. Images from the massive protests on Saturday showed tanks, hundreds of riot police, and clouds of tear gas being used against protesters, as well as helicopters flying overhead in downtown Lima. So far, two people have died in clashes, and several people were injured. Undoubtedly, the news of the first deaths has spread and caused even greater resentment towards the authorities. There are concerns of a growing political crisis as Peru faces a severe economic downturn brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms, and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.